believe it's stuck on the elevator.
It actually took a day off, or half a day off.
Wow, that's really.
You're looking at a taller, less talented Matt.
Oh, stop. For some reason, I have him in my mind. That's how many days they're just running into each other.
What can you say about Frankie's effort tonight?
Yeah, another outstanding effort by Frankie. You know, he knew what he was up against. Perez has been, you know, one of the best this year. Obviously, he's like top three, top five in ERA, and he showed why tonight. But Frankie matched him, and we couldn't have asked for more of a performance from Frankie. You know, pretty dominant. I think you had 11 strikeouts again, and pitched through seven innings. So.
Seems like Perez has done that to a lot of teams this year. What kind of just makes him difficult up there to face?
Well, I think his ability to utilize the two types of fastballs he's throwing, his two-seamer and his cutter. The cutter's become a weapon for him this year. I haven't seen that cutter in the past. I think he's really perfected it. He throws it to both sides of the plate, which is difficult for hitters. I mean, you see ball coming out of the hand as a fastball, and when it's going both directions, you've got to pick. And you know, he was backdooring that cutter tonight really effectively, and keeping us honest inside with his two-seamer. He mixed more change-ups in tonight, but I think that combination right now has him being really effective.
Can you take us on your point of view of that great bunt by Betancourt and what happened after?
Yeah, really great play by Betancourt to put a bunt down there towards the first base line. You know, we all know what happened after that. Umpire, in his opinion, Betancourt did not have both feet in the box running down to first base. My argument was, you know, understanding the rule, any part of his cleat that is on the chalk line counts as being in the box. But beyond that, I think the argument for me in talking to Mark was more about the play in itself and the throw. The rule also states that if the runner impedes the first baseman's ability to catch the ball, well, he had no ability to catch that throw. That throw was made. It was a smart play on Perez's part to just throw it. It most likely, if Betancourt had both feet in the box, as was the interpretation that he did not, the ball probably hits him. So it was so far up the line or in foul territory that the throw was uncatchable, in my opinion. And that's really where I had an issue with the ruling. It's unfortunate. You know, it did impact the game with Elvis's double. But beyond that, you know, that was our conversation. So.
All right.
Good. All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
All right.